2 Samuel, chapter 5, verse 12. When you locate that, say amen. Mm-hmm. Hear a few pages turning. While you're doing that, let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, send us your word today. A word that will feed your people. A word that will encourage us for the coming year and all that you have provided for us. Bless us now in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 2 Samuel chapter 5. Verse 12 says this, and David perceived that the Lord had established him king over Israel, and that he had exalted his kingdom for his people Israel's sake. For our 2012 theme tonight, I just want you to share that theme with your neighbor and tell them, neighbor, for 2012, I'm going to be blessed on purpose. You know, it's hard to fathom. When you talk about David and you start to reflect on what the word records about his life and the enormous road he took from being just a shepherd to king over a nation. Because it was this same David that went from fighting a lion and a bear to fighting the enemies of the Lord. It was this same David who wore raunchy clothes to wearing ornate and majestic apparel that the kings wore. It was this David that was both a musician and a poet and gave us the Psalms. They called him the sweet psalmist of Israel. He gave us the Psalms like, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and they fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should arise, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, and that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock. Now shall mine head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in this tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. It was that David who said, hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy upon me and answer me. For when thou saidest, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. Hide not thy face far from me. Not thy servant away in anger. Leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in the plain path because of mine enemies. Deliver me not over into the will of mine enemies, for such as breathe out cruelty. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, upon the Lord. It was that David that I'm talking about today that came to realize that where he was in his life, he did not get there by himself. Some unusual circumstances took place some unusual things that catapulted him from being a little shepherd to being the king of a nation. And if you would be honest with yourself, you would come to recognize and realize that some of the things that have happened to you over 2011, the decisions that you made, amen, the steps that you took. And in the case of David, he asked himself the question, how could I have gone from this little peasant shepherd to a king? That's why when we peer into 2012, there are four things that our scripture text bears to us tonight that I want us to understand in order for us to become blessed on purpose. And so the scripture, I love it the way it says it. It couches it this way. It says, and David perceived that the Lord. That word perceive, Bishop Hall, from the Hebrew says yada. And it means just to be aware of, to recognize, and to know. Perceive what? Perceive that God is in this. Perceive that God is involved in my affairs, even though I don't see him. Perceive that God is in the midst of my trial, my tribulation, and my testing, even though I don't feel him. That's why Job picks up and says, behold, I go forward, but he is not there. And backwards, but I cannot perceive him. Praise God. And so in Isaiah 64 and 4, he puts it this way. For since the beginning of the world, men have not heard, nor perceived by the ear, neither hath the eye seen, O God, beside thee what he hath prepared for them that waiteth on him. Amen. And so we can hear and we can see and still not recognize God is in the middle of our business. Praise God. And so Jesus in the New Testament puts it this way in Luke chapter 6. He says, and why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye, but perceiveth not the beam that is in thine eye? Tell your neighbor, just mind your own business. Come on now. Hallelujah. You need to perceive your stuff before you start perceiving. Luke 8 and 46, Jesus continues and he says, somebody hath touched me, for I perceive that virtue has gone out of me. When was the last time your faith touched Jesus? 1 John 3 and 16, John puts it this way. Hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us. When you perceive that is God, you no longer ask yourself the question, is this by coincidence or is this by chance? No, as you look back over 2011, I want you to know that what happened to you wasn't by coincidence. When you got sick and God came in miraculously and healed your body, it wasn't by coincidence. When you were misunderstood by the very ones you loved, it wasn't by coincidence. And when you lost your job, when you lost your income, that wasn't by coincidence. When you had that altercation and that fool could have shot you, that wasn't by coincidence when God stopped the matter in his track. Amen. And when your relationships were on the rocks and you were asking yourself the question, where is God? Amen. I want you to understand that we must not overinterpret everything that happens to us. But where God's concern is for his people is being worked out, it will become significant. We just don't know when until after it's happened. In other words, sometimes you can only perceive God in hindsight. Praise God. After he has brought you over and after he has brought you through. That's exactly why the songwriter says, when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he has done for me, then my soul cries out, hallelujah. I praise God for saving me. You need to thank God for your 2011 events, because you're going to need to reflect on what happened to you in 2011, amen, because what is going to prepare you for 2012, because it's going to be based on this. If the Lord can make a way for me this year, I know he can bring me through in 2012. Yes, so number two, the scripture goes on and tells us, amen, that David acknowledged that it was God that established him. And so after he perceived that it was the Lord, then it says that, and he was established. And that word established here means to be fixed. It means to be firm. It means to be prepared, praise God. It means to be secure. I love that, praise God. In other words, no matter what happens or what comes my way, God has got my back. Praise God, amen, hallelujah. I will bless you, God says, even while you're going through. That's why Deuteronomy 8 and 18 puts it like this. But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth power to get wealth. Why? That he may establish his covenant which he sware unto thy fathers. I want you to know that what God is doing is not by happenstance. Don't you understand that he's under covenant to bless you? Amen. He's got to come through sooner or later. Amen. You need to do like I do and look every day for the blessings of the Lord, because I know that God can't lie. He's under promise, he's under oath, and he's under covenant. I will bless you. And in 2012 is a blessing on purpose. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. And so it goes on, praise God, in Psalms 40 and 2. Praise God. He says, he brought me up also out in an horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock and established my goings. Praise God. In 1 Samuel 20 and 31, Samuel said this to Saul. He says, thou hast done foolishly, because you have not kept the commandments of the Lord thy God, which he commanded thee. For now with the Lord have established thy kingdom over Israel forever. I want you to know that you don't have to forfeit your blessing because of disobedience. It was never God's will, amen, to do away with Saul. But his disobedience put God in a position where he had to cut Saul off. And I want you to know something tonight, that God will cut you off because of disobedience. Don't you take his blessings for granted. Don't you take his grace for granted. Amen. He don't just bless you to be blessing you. You need to give him some praise on tonight for blessing you. And so Proverbs 16 and 3. Can I just give you a little word? Amen. Proverbs 16 and 3 puts it like this. Commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. Let me say that again. Commit thy works unto the Lord, and your thoughts will be established. Amen. Don't tell me God can't read your mind. Amen. That's why your faith has to become active, because if you can commit your work, amen, and you can do, praise God, commit it unto the Lord, then what you have thought about in 2011, God is going to bring it to pass in 2012. Amen. He will establish your thoughts. 1 Peter 5 and 10, just let me give you just a little more. He says, but the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect or mature in him, establish, strengthen, settle you. Did you hear that? After that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle. In order to be blessed, we are to be conformed to the image of his son. And that conforming means that at times we must expect experience suffering just like Jesus did. But I want you to know that suffering is just for a season. That's why the scripture says, after that ye have suffered a while. Did you get that? Amen. There's a time limit on your suffering. Your suffering is not supposed to last always. Amen. There's a time clock on your suffering. And when the time is up, the blessing has to come. And I want you to know that the longer the blessing, the longer the suffering, the bigger the blessing. Hallelujah. Because when you settle, all hell can break loose. But you know it's going to be all right. Because God will take care of me. He will not suffer me to be tempted above that which I am able to bear. But with the temptation, make a way of escape. Hallelujah to God. Yes, I'm going to commit my works unto the Lord, and he's going to establish my thoughts. Somebody say, Lord, establish me. Yes, yes, hallelujah. And so the third thing here in that scripture text, it says David perceived that he was established. And then what happened? He was exalted or lifted up. Psalms 18 and 46 says, the Lord liveth and blessed be my rock. And let the God of my salvation be exalted. You can't have exaltation unless you learn how to lift him up first. Glory to God. Luke 14 and 11 says it like this. For whosoever exalted himself shall be abased. And he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. Luke 1 and 52 puts it like this. He hath put down the mighty from their seats and exalted them of low degree. James 1 and 9, I love it the way he says it. Let the brother of low degree rejoice in that he is exalted. Now you may not have a lot of material possessions. People may not even know your name. You can be down today. You may look like a complete embarrassment. But don't laugh, because when God gets through exalting me, you will recognize me from 2011. Hallelujah. You know what I'm going to do? Even though I'm of low degree, I'm going to rejoice, because I know my exaltation is coming. Hallelujah to God. Amen. And so the final thing here says, amen, that David perceived that he was established and that God exalted him. And then it gives the reason why. It says, for his people Israel's sake. Amen. And when we see that word for, we know that there is purpose behind the exaltation. There is purpose behind the establishment. Praise God. Amen. So let's look here at Proverbs 15 and 22 that talks about purpose. It says, without counsel, purposes are disappointed. But in the multitude of counselors, they are established. What are we saying? In practical terms, some of our problems in 2011 was that we refused to seek wisdom and guidance from the right people. You see, some of our stuff we can't blame on the devil. Some of this stuff don't have nothing to do. No. It's because you didn't seek guidance and wisdom like the Bible says. You see, let me tell you something. You don't need miracle when you follow principle. See, that's why the word lays out principles and says, if you do this, if you hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord God, Lord my God, I will bless you in the city and I will bless you in the field. That's because I'm walking in principle. If I treat my neighbor right, if I treat my neighbor with love, if I treat my neighbor with forgiveness, I'm walking in principle. Blessings have to come. See, you in the prayer line waiting on a miracle all the time. No, what you need to do is do it like the Bible says. It ain't hard. You just got to do it God's way. Amen, amen. And so in 1 John 3 and 8, he says, he that committed sin is of the devil, for the devil sinned from the beginning. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Praise God. I love that. I love that. Ecclesiastes 3:1 says it like this. To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. Praise God. Amen. There's a time, there's a season for the purpose. Glory to God. In 2 Timothy 1:9, it puts it this way. Who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, because there's nothing you could have done, amen, to pay the price for sin, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. I want you to know, before the world began, he already took care of it for you. Glory to God. Before the world began, he already saw your day and your tears. Amen. And already worked it out before the world began. Ephesians 1:11 says it like this. In whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will. Ephesians 1:9 puts it like this. Having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he hath purposed in himself. Now I want you to know, for those that are sad tonight, for those that feel sorry for themselves, amen, for some things that have happened to them in 2011, that it is God's good pleasure to bless you. He ain't holding back. No, it's God's good pleasure. Good pleasure. It's in his nature to bless you. It's in his nature to love you. It's in his nature to forgive you. It's in his nature to see you through. It's in his nature to deliver you. It's his good pleasure. Glory to God. That's why you ought to look with expectation, because it's his good pleasure to bless me according to the purpose in himself. And so Romans 8:28. Is it all right if you get a little word tonight? Amen. Because that's my job, to preach the word. Amen. 8:28 says what? And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to what? His purpose. That's you. That's me. Called according to his purpose. Now, I want you to understand here that one of the things we must guard against is that we must guard against the idea that what God decides to do will always make us comfortable. Did you hear what I just said? We must guard against the idea that what God decides to do, because it is his business and he runs his business, what God decides to do will make us comfortable. Accepting God's will doesn't always mean it's going to taste good or it's going to feel good. Even Jesus had to say, not as I will, but thy will be done. But it's okay, because all things work together for my good. It may be painful today, but I know it's working together for my good. I might have to cry a little bit, amen, tonight after I leave here, but it's working for my good, amen. It don't feel good right now, but I know that it's working for my good. That's why you got to understand, praise God, that weeping may endure for a night, amen, but it's joy that's coming in the morning. Glory to God. You got to get to a point in your life where you say to the Lord, any way you bless me, I'll be satisfied. Amen. Lord, I want you to bless me the way you want me to be blessed. I heard somebody say that, amen, nobody can dream a dream greater than the dream God has for you. Amen. Amen. Praise God. There is no blessing like his blessing, because he's able to do exceedingly, abundantly above all that I can ask or think. Amen. The first time people may question your blessing, amen, and say that was probably just on luck. Amen. But I want you to know in 2012, the blessings are going to come. Amen. And the second time, they're going to shake their head. Amen. But the third time, they're going to scratch their head. But the fourth time, they're going to have to recognize that she is blessed on purpose. Oh, I feel like preaching it today. Amen. That's why Deuteronomy 28 says, and they shall see that thou art called by the name of the Lord, and they're going to be afraid of you. Why? Because they can see God's hand on you. Amen. It's something when you're walking with God. It's something when you're trusting in God. Folk can recognize he's not just the ordinary. She's not just the ordinary. It must be God working in his life. It must be God working through her life. Amen. I can feel it. Praise God. And I just thank him tonight. And you ought to give God some glory. You ought to give him some praise. Because didn't nobody bring you through 2011? That wasn't you. You were about to lose your mind. But God's mercy, God's grace said, I got you. I got you. Just hold on to me. Oh, I praise him today. Hallelujah to God. Somebody need to give him some praise tonight, because the suffering that you experienced in 2011 is just for a season. It's just a matter of time when the blessings come, because our God can't lie. He said, I'm not a man that I should lie, neither am I the son of man that I should repent. If I said it, I'm going to do it. And I want you to know that is not by coincidence. It's not by chance. The blessing that's coming is a deliberate blessing. It's a FedEx blessing. It got your address on it. It's delivered, praise God, in 2 to 3 days. Amen. Come on and give him some praise. Hallelujah. I'm so glad that I recognize it's God. The problem is you didn't recognize it was God because you felt that God could let you go through what you've been through. But God is a God of mercy. He will take you through. That's what I love about him. Amen. He don't leave you in the situation, but he takes us through. Amen. As you look at 2012, the significance of the number 12 is that it is a number of perfection. It is a number of completion. Amen. In other words, when God gets done working on you, there's nothing left but to be blessed. Whoa! There's nothing left but to be blessed. It's just a matter of time. Touch your neighbor and say, it's just a matter of time. I'm going to be blessed. On purpose, on purpose, on purpose, on purpose, on purpose. I got to be blessed. I'm his child. I got to come through. I got to make it. I got to be blessed on purpose. Come on and give him some praise. Hallelujah. I don't know about you. I don't know what you came for, and I don't know what you're looking forward to, but I'm looking for God to complete some things that he started, because he's not a half done God. He don't start nothing he can't finish. If he said it, he's gonna do it. If he started it, he's gonna finish it. Raise your hand if you believe it. Raise your hand if you trust him. I'm blessed on purpose, man.
I'm blessed on purpose. I ain't no mistake. I just stumble off of the, amen, off the truck. I'm a called child of God. He loves me. He knows my name. He, amen, called me before the foundation of the world. I don't know about you, but I'm blessed. You need to grab a hold of that. I'm blessed on purpose. I'm blessed on purpose. Glory to God. After a while, I begin to recognize this ain't me. I couldn't have done that. Not all the hell that I've been through. I'm standing here by the grace of God. I'm blessed on purpose. You blessed on purpose. You blessed on purpose. You blessed on purpose. You blessed on purpose. Hallelujah. 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 If you're blessed on purpose, tell him hallelujah. If you know you're blessed, tell him hallelujah. Hamamasa. Hallelujah. I receive it tonight. I'm going to accept the word of God. Amen. That I'm going to be blessed. And not just any kind of blessed. It's a purposeful bless. Because God ain't done with you. Amen. God got to work for you. He ain't invested all of this time for you to just sit on the sideline. He ain't invested all of this time. Amen. For you to just think that you're not significant. But God loves you. And he's working in you. Both to do and to will of his own good pleasure. You're blessed on purpose. Woo, you're blessed on purpose. You're blessed on purpose. Hallelujah. Amen. When you show them that you're blessed, and when you pull out your, amen, whatever blessing you got, amen, they may doubt you a little bit. Amen. Praise God. But no, so long as you know, I'm blessed on purpose. Amen. And that's the wonderful thing. When you become established in God, amen, you don't have to act like you ain't been there before. God wants you to walk like you expecting something. God wants you to act like you know you're blessed. Like you know you're first class. Hallelujah to God. It's a mindset. It's a realization. It's an actualization. I'm blessed because God says I'm blessed. Never mind what you say, because I'll never measure up to what you think about me. But as long as he loves me, I'm blessed on purpose. I'm blessed on purpose. Glory to God. Amen. You with your funny attitude. Amen. But as long as God loves me, I'm going to be all right. I'm blessed on purpose. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah to God. I want our choir to come back with just one more selection. Amen. To take us, amen, into 2012. But I want you to know, don't worry about what you might go through in 2012. Don't worry about, I can't feel God in this situation. Don't worry about, I can't see God in this situation. God will show up at the right time, every time. James says it like this: count it all joy when you fall into divers temptation. Hallelujah. Count it all joy. Count it all joy. Because you're going to be blessed on purpose. You're blessed on purpose. I don't care what the economy, I don't care what you lost in 2012. God is able to give you back that and more. If he tell you to let it go, because he can't bless you if you're holding on to what he said, let go. You're blessed on purpose.